Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. As I get into my 48th year on the planet, at this stage of life, there are some things that I've learned, and many of those things I've learned really the hard way. So one of the things that really comes to mind for me is getting involved with people with deep-rooted emotional trauma that have gone through major, major issues in their lives. Now, early in my adult life, I was involved with a woman that had some of the most horrific experiences early in her life, experiences that could have gotten her own episode on Oprah. I mean, really, really tough stuff. And I was naive. I came from a great family. I was fortunate that my parents had a wonderful marriage and treated us well. And, you know, I just assumed I could help her. I didn't know any better. I was in my 20s and I just was naive with things. And despite everything I tried to do, I realized that there was really nothing I could do. I mean, I could be there emotionally, but there were voids that I just couldn't fill no matter what I did. And what I learned from this experience that there are certain types of issues that don't go away. And while you can get psychological help and it can make a difference, I think it's rare that people ever get completely past these types of challenges. And it sounds horrible to say it that way. And I'm not saying they can't live through it, but it's so difficult to really recover completely from situations like that. So I guess the point here is this, is when you realize you have a situation like that, whether you're getting involved with someone at a deep level, whether you're going to have a working relationship with somebody, whatever relationship you have, I think you've got to take these types of things into account and realize that they're going to manifest at some point. And the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, are these things that you can deal with? Because the reality of it is you can't really help people in a major way. They have to help themselves. We're going to get more into this tomorrow. But when you find yourself in a situation, especially in a romantic situation with somebody that's got a lot of baggage, realize that you've got some tough sledding ahead. And odds are it's not going to get better and it's not going to be easier. If anything, it probably gets worse over time. And as long as you go in there with your eyes open and you know what you're up against, you face those challenges, but just realize that those types of traumas will manifest themselves one way or another at some point down the road. So think long and hard about who you start relationships with. And sometimes the situations are good and sometimes it's just not right. But these are all points of consideration that I wish I knew earlier on in life. But as we said, live and learn. That's how you get there. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving toward the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it is a commitment. Just get here for a couple of minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up where we left off and really talk about the ability to change people. But for today, I just want you to think about people in your life that you may have relationships with that have gone through that trauma, and just have that realization that in some cases, there's not much you can do, right? Realize that those things will manifest themselves in one way or another somewhere down the road if they're not there already. Make sure you're mentally prepared for what could come.